702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
News from elsewhere in the world. Adam, let's start with Belgium's biggest ever trial. 10 people accused of those 2016 Brussels bombings.
Bombings when 32 people were killed, 340 people injured. Amongst those injured, 60 or so in a really bad state. One poor woman was so badly injured and so mentally scarred she couldn't cope with it and committed suicide, or was euthanized, as they say, afterwards. So the ongoing repercussions of it are still felt in Belgium. The deadliest attack since the Second World War, and now 10 men accused. Now, a lot of the people who carried out the attacks were suicide bombers, so they're long gone. But a lot of these 10 are suspected of aiding and abetting, but also include one or two of the actual bombers who weren't suicide bombers. So Salah Abdeslam, already found guilty of the Paris terror attacks, which took place 4 months before the Brussels attacks. The so-called man in the hat, caught on CCTV, leaving a bomb at the airport. There's another one who's on trial. It's underway, but it's going to take months. It's going to be very expensive, and it's going to be very painful for survivors and bereaved families. But I guess there's no other way. That's the justice that you seek, is to go through this forensically, and it will be difficult.
Indeed it will. Talk to me about Ukraine aid smugglers.
Yeah, this is an operation in Spain. Police have arrested 30 people, Ukrainians, Spaniards, Germans, Moroccans, for smuggling cannabis disguised as aid for Ukraine. The process took a huge haul of cannabis, 2,500 cannabis plants worth not far off $1 million. Of course, there is huge help and support for Ukraine, absolutely. Militarily, the aid supplies are, generally speaking, secure and tight. People aren't making missiles and ammunition. But civilian aid comes in all shapes and sizes. So this particular gang were basically registering trucks and vans in Ukraine, licensing them as a kind of humanitarian convoy, certainly an aid convoy, and then packing the drugs and then delivering them all around Europe as they went. Let's hope this isn't the tip of an iceberg, because if it dents the aid that Ukrainian people need, that would be a big thing.
Criminals never waste an opportunity, do they? Now, tell us about what we'll all be watching 2 days hence.
Yeah, here we go. Part one on Thursday of Harry and Meghan, the Netflix documentary. The next three episodes, I think they will come out together next week. But anyway, part one is Thursday. There have been trailers already. Prince Harry in the trailers speaks of the leaking and planting of stories as part of a dirty game. He's absolutely pointing the finger at the royal household. He describes the pain and suffering of women who marry into the institution. In other words, his wife and his mother. It's about hatred. It's about race, says the voiceover, not Harry himself, or indeed Meghan. Two trailers, they both of them noticeably have a rather austere looking image of Catherine, as in the now Princess of Wales. It's a sort of a love it or hate it. You won't be able to ignore it. I can't think there are terribly many olive branches going on. So I wonder if they will have the telly on in Buckingham Palace. I somehow doubt it.
I suspect they'll be watching maybe the football. We'll leave it there for this morning's Worldview.